Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Dick and Eileen Ellis of the Panora Food Pantry, located in the Faith Baptist Church, about their services and what items they need. How did you two get involved with Panora Food Pantry here?
We started probably in the early 1990s when we were with the Brethren Church. And it was started there in a little itty-bitty closet. And then when we broke away from that church and started Faith Bible Church, the food pantry kind of left with us. And it's been here on the highway ever since then.
Do you call it the Panora Food Pantry?
We call it the Panora Food Pantry, but we take in all of Guthrie County from Bagley, Guthrie Center, Jamaica. We do allow Linden to come in because they're part of the Panorama School District. And then we go down to Stewart also. So we take care of all those. We get donations from mainly the Panora area, but there are some organizations that do give us financial help. And that all helps us to run the food pantry.
And were you among those who kind of first conceived of the pantry? As far as how it started, you know, what did you feel there was a need to start it?
We started it because at the time there was no food pantry in Guthrie County. Since that time, well, I know Stewart has one now. Guthrie Center has one. I don't know if the church still has there, but that's also where the county one is, where the HUSH program, which is part of the government. I read just recently where Jamaica Library may be starting one in Jamaica, and we have this one. So I just can't believe that anybody in this county could ever go hungry with all of the food pantries that are really in this area. And then the Food Bank of Iowa comes to also Panora. I don't know how often they are, but we're not connected with them. They wanted us to join them, but we were kind of independent, had everything all set up, so we declined being part of that group.
So you just run on community donations?
Yes, that's it. The churches are pretty good about donating, and then the financial end of donations, then we go out and buy the groceries that we need for the shelf. Every time a person comes in, a patron comes in, they will go to the grocery store at Panora Hometown Foods and then buy the fresh stuff, just a little bit, maybe $30 worth of food. So,
do you do fundraising for the pantry? Any events or anything like that?
The school, Panorama Schools, sometimes they do a drive and then we get some of that. We've had the hospice organization, they have done a drive and we get, I think they share it with us and Guthrie Center. As far as up to today, we've had 136 visitors that we've taken care of in this year from the food pantry.
How does the pantry work as far as how people can access it?
People call in to the church or into one of our workers, and they make an appointment to show up, which then gives us the opportunity to go down to Hometown Foods in Panora and pick up the fresh food and then have it here, and then we package up what they want. We have a list that when they originally first came, we get a idea of what items that they're interested in. We require that we have a picture ID, whether it's a driver's license or whatever, and also a bill that is at their residency, so we know that they are in from Guthrie County, because we feel as money is given to us, we are stewards of that money, and we want to be sure that the money is only going for the food and the people that we're designed to take care of.
So theoretically, if a first newcomer comes, they would have that appointment and discuss what kind of items they're in need of. And then would it take another kind of day or so or a couple of days until they would get those items? I guess it depends on maybe the fresh groceries.
We get the appointment the day really before they come, so that gives us a chance to go to the store and pick up those extra items. At the present time, they are allowed to come once every 2 months to receive these items from our food pantry. So it's not whenever they need it necessarily. And of course, once they make out the application of what kinds of foods that they would like and how many cans and whatever, that's on record, and so we keep a record of that so that we know when they call in, they don't have to redo it again, that it's we already have that information, unless they want to change it when they show up.
Residents can come once every 2 months, but is there a monetary amount set on each time, or how do you determine how much to give?
No, it depends on how big the family is. If it's one or two people in the family, we have a certain set. You know, you can have four items, let's say, in this particular food set, or four cans or six cans, depending on if it's a family of two, a family of four, a family of six. So each one would dictate how many cans, let's say, of vegetables they have. So they might get six cans of vegetables, and they would have a choice of beans, corn, peas, or mixed vegetables, but they have to choose that they're only getting six cans, but they can choose what item they wish or have desire for.
And you mentioned the residents in Guthrie County requirement. Are there other requirements you'd like to mention as far as who's eligible to use the pantry?
No, anybody that has a desire, that has a need, we take them all. We don't have to see any proof of them being in need or anything. It's just one of those. That's one of our ministries for the community and the county, is to take care of those. We could sometimes have people are really in need instantly for something, like a one-time deal, and we can take care of those, but they're kind of shorted in that department because it did not give us time to go to the grocery store to get the fresh items, but you know, they still can have anything that's in our pantry at that time.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Dick and Eileen Ellis of the Panora Food Pantry, located in the Faith Baptist Church, about their services and what items they need. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.